Welcome to this new detailed edition of the BayPay Forum Payments News. My name is Cindy and today is June 7, 2021. This edition is brought to you by PayCademy, the first business academy to learn payments in fintech. If you have some news in payments in fintech, send it to us at press@baypayforum.com and we will do our best to include your news. In this edition, we will talk about Flexity signs a 10-year agreement to become the exclusive POS financing partner of the LFL Group. Shopmatic cuts fees for setting up an online store for the next 3 months. Flipkart introduces QR-based pay on delivery for consumers. Instant Pay, NPCI, Yes Bank launch cashback cards in India. PayAlly partners Banking Circle to boost its multi-currency B2B cross-border payment services. Worldline, Toshiba expand partnership to bring all-in-one POS to market. App Brilliance rolls out push to business digital payments model. Digital payment systems are replacing cash faster, study shows. RCBC launches an e-commerce payment portal. Now let's get started. Shopmatic cuts fees for setting up an online store for the next 3 months. Shopmatic, a Singapore-based e-commerce platform, Shopmatic has introduced inspiring entrepreneurship program for its customers in India. Under the new program, the company won't charge hosting fees for 90 days between the 3rd of June and the 31st of August 2021. As part of its program, merchants will be able to use the entire Shopmatic platform for setting up their e-commerce presence without paying any sign-up charges. All they will pay is a fee of 3% per transaction whenever they make a sale. The company claims this step is being taken to encourage aspiring entrepreneurs and small business owners to take their business online. Flipkart introduces QR-based pay on delivery for consumers. India-based marketplace Flipkart has launched a contactless, QR code-based payment facility for all its pay on delivery shipments. Consumers who earlier opted for cash on delivery can now use this facility, scan the QR code attached to their purchase and make a digital payment for their order through any UPI app at the time of delivery, the company said in a statement. The new QR-based payment facility by Flipkart is expected to further reinforce consumer trust in digital transactions, enhance consumer safety and contribute to an overall increase in the adoption of digital commerce, according to Tribune India. With a registered customer base of over 300 million, Flipkart is offering over 150 million products across more than 80 categories. Instant Pay, NPCI, Yes Bank launch cashback cards in India. India-based open banking platform Instant Pay has announced the launch of the Instant Pay cashback card in partnership with NPCI and Yes Bank. The service is meant to be a premium, future-ready contactless card powered by RuPay that offers 1% unlimited cashback on most spends. The Instant Pay card comes with a zero minimum balance requirement and has a maximum balance limit of US$2,700. On a B2B level, corporates can issue expense cards to their employees to effectively manage the travel, entertainment, and day-to-day business expenses, while saving money with the cashback program. Instant Pay offers an end-to-end expense management solution to such businesses. The Instant Pay RuPay contactless card is in line with the specifications of the National Common Mobility Card, NCMC, program that ensures that the customer gets a one card for all payments experience. PayAlly partners Banking Circle to boost its multi-currency B2B cross-border payment services. PayAlly, a UK-based payments ecosystem provider, has announced a partnership with Banking Circle to boost its multi-currency B2B cross-border payment services. The new partnership gives PayAlly access to a wider choice of payment rails through the Banking Circle banking network, thereby boosting the speed and reducing the cost of international payments for its e-commerce customers. With the aim of halving the cost of acquiring and payments for e-commerce SMEs, PayAlly delivers accounts, payments, prepaid cards, foreign exchange, and factoring, alongside value-added solutions, including a supply chain customer management system, accounting, and e-invoicing. PayAlly serves over 1,000 corporate clients around the world and is now using Banking Circle to manage the cross-border payments and FX requirements of these clients. Banking Circle enables local B2B payments and collections across borders, and eliminates the need for a physical presence or a relationship with a correspondent bank in that region. Worldline, Toshiba expand partnership to bring all-in-one POS to market. Worldline has announced it has expanded the partnership with Toshiba Global Commerce Solutions, a global provider of retail store technology, to bring an all-in-one POS with PINPAD to market. The next stage of the partnership will see them bring to market the Pro X hybrid kiosk with payments processed via the Worldline Lane 3000 terminal, allowing retailers to boost their store design and increase throughput capacity. Toshiba's solution enables retailers to enhance the in-store customer experience by proactively managing queues, meeting shoppers' expectations regarding the checkout experience, and providing more self-service touchpoints where needed. It also helps preserve counter space for retailers with its small footprint that can perform self-checkout or traditional register functionality to meet the shoppers' and retailers' needs. The integrated Lane 3000 terminal meets the latest safety requirements for payment card industry PIN transaction security 6.x and point-to-point encryption. Via this combination, Toshiba and Worldline are aiming to help retailers optimize the layout of their stores through a more flexible approach to the point of payment and providing a more sophisticated checkout experience. App Brilliance rolls out push-to-business digital payments model. U.S.-based payments technology company App Brilliance has launched its new money API-powered, push-to-business, P2B, payments model. App Brilliance's patented technology and non-custodial direct payment APIs enable instant and secure account-to-account push payments to consumers' favorite businesses. Push-to-business, P2B, payments technology leverages the P2P payment rails in place today that are accessible to 100M+ U.S. account holders through their bank. Unlike other bank payment technologies, App Brilliance never manages or stores user credentials, banking data, or funds, as non-cash and online payments have dramatically increased as a result of COVID-19, the need for cost-efficient payment rails becomes even more pressing. App Brilliance enables real-time direct payments by bypassing debit and credit card networks and risky financial data aggregators with its payment APIs. The company's patented technology and smart APIs remove barriers to A2A payments, so consumers can instantly and securely push payments to their favorite businesses. Digital payment systems are replacing cash faster, study shows. UK-based consulting company PricewaterhouseCoopers, PwC, and its strategy consultancy Strategy and have released a payment study titled, Charting a Cause Amid Evolution and Revolution. The PwC study states that cashless transaction volumes will increase by over 80% to $1.9 trillion by 2025 and digital payments per person will triple by 2030. According to a strategy and representative, the corona pandemic has accelerated the switch from cash to digital payments by 3 to 5 years. The strongest growth is expected for the Asia-Pacific markets, where cashless transaction volumes are likely to increase by 109% by 2025 and by a further 76% from 2025 to 2030. Africa is expected to grow by 78% by 2025 and by 64% by 2030. In Europe, up to 64% more digital transactions will be made by 2025. However, lower growth rates are forecasted for the USA and Canada. While acceptance of cards and mobile payments is increasing in Europe, some larger European economies, especially Germany, still have more cash than cashless transactions. According to the study, six macro trends will have a major impact on payments over the next 5 years, including digital currencies, digital wallets, and cross-border payments. A PwC Germany representative states that all international payment transaction players should invest more in competitive payment solutions as this offers new revenue opportunities for the industry, especially for banks and alternative payment providers. RCBC launches an e-commerce payment portal. Philippines-based Rizal Commercial Banking Corporation, RCBC, has launched a payment portal for businesses, aimed at facilitating the collection of sales settled via e-commerce payments. According to the bank, the RCBC Pay Portal aims to help businesses reduce the complexities of having to deal with several payment channels for their business payment solutions. The portal will help businesses in the collection of sales settled via e-commerce payments, whether they already have an online store or not. The portal connects to a merchant's web store via an API, a software development kit for mobile apps, and plugins for e-commerce sites. It then enables the business to collect from individual customers using electronic payment rails such as credit cards, direct debit through bank accounts, online banking, e-wallets, and even over-the-counter payments. For businesses without an online store, merchants could generate payment links for their customers via their web portal or through a mobile responsive online portal. As payments are received, the RCBC Pay Portal also allows businesses to view real-time transaction statuses and generate reports using an online dashboard and payment page. The platform is secured under a Payment Card Industry Data Security Standard Level 1 certification, uses 3D secure protocols, and incorporates stringent fraud management features. This concludes our edition for today. We want to thank again Paycademy, the first business school to learn payments and fintech, for their support. You can find more information on their website at paycademy.com. We hope you enjoyed it and see you tomorrow for our next edition.